here with NBC's Mike Tirico the day before the Broncos and Patriots play on Sunday Night Football. Mike, the Broncos really need a win here. What do you think they can expect from Brock Osweiler making a second start?
Well, you know, I don't think Brock is the reason totally that the game was lost last week. He did some good things, and I think you've heard both Vance and Mike McCoy say that as the week has gone on. We always focus on the quarterback position. I mean, I'm guilty of it too. When a quarterback comes out, if I'm doing a game, I'll say, here's his one loss record. Well, that doesn't account for everything else. And I think the thing that jumped out to me was you've never seen this Broncos defense be one that's going to give up over 50 points. Philadelphia is excellent. They're as good a team, maybe the best team there is in the league right now. But you would expect the defense to come back with a big-time effort. They didn't like being embarrassed like that, and they know that it's Brady, it's Belichick, and it's a lot of people watching on Sunday Night Football. So I think overall a better defensive effort and take away a mistake or two and give the offense a chance to be productive, and the Broncos very easily could be in this game.
We all know about Tom Brady playing at an MVP level. He's 40 years old. I mean, how's he doing?
Well, I know as I get older, I keep thinking, okay, the rest of us are going this way. Brady's going that way. What is he doing? Well, we sat with him last year, and it's an incredible combination of diet, workout regimen, and how he works. You never see Tom's a muscle-bound guy. So the way he trains himself, he's really taken it to a scientific level. And he puts the time in, the dedication, and it shows on the football field. I mean, he takes hits. Was he ever a tremendously mobile quarterback? You never would confuse him with Russell Wilson or Deshaun Watson or Aaron Rodgers. But in the pocket, there's nobody better in football. And he continues to master that. So he's got the mental that guys have late in their career, but the physical has not diminished. And that's really the key to Brady's success.
For you, on a personal level, NBC getting Thursday Night Football now. Can you take us through how you prepare for both of these games here?
Sure. The weeks get crammed in. Like next week, we have a Notre Dame game on Saturday, their last game of the year. So truth be told, we came from the Thursday night game, which was in Arizona. I got to think about that for a sec. Got here Friday, and I spent a good part of Friday working on Navy because I have Navy Notre Dame next week. And then we'll have Tennessee-Pittsburgh, so I'll spend a good part of Saturday getting ready for the Titans and the Steelers to try to be up to speed. So once we leave Sunday and do the pregame, halftime, postgame stuff here, Monday you're just a couple days away from a game. So I want to be ready for that. And then you turn around 48 hours later, less than, and have the Notre Dame game. And then we'll go to Dallas, Philly next week. So here's the good news. I can complain about the work. The best news is, who wouldn't want to go NFL game Thursday night, Notre Dame Navy Saturday with their senior day, and Eagles and Cowboys on Sunday Night Football? So very lucky, and the bonus is that run starts with Broncos and Pats Sunday night, so how can you beat it?
Are you throwing in any of the winter game stuff, too? I mean, Pyeongchang just 3 months away now.
Yeah, we were over in Korea 9 or 10 days or so ago. The venues are built. They're ready to go. We can promise that it's cold over there. It was cold already, but that excitement is building, and maybe not this week, but then after the Notre Dame season, I'll sneak in a couple of days of luge and skeleton and bobsled updates. Here's the key, though. You want to make sure that you don't have the favorite in the men's luge playing backup corner for the Titans. So just got to make sure to keep everything straight, and then we'll be doing all right.
You know, for so long, Bob Costas was really the voice of the Olympics and really a way for the American people to connect with the games. How excited are you for stepping into that role?
Well, it was great, and the reality was they needed somebody who was born in New York who was the same height, and they didn't have to change the lighting or the chair level or any of that stuff, and the Syracuse guy, and they got – me. I was the only one who fit all the categories. But you don't replace Bob. You follow him. He's as great as anyone who's ever been on TV in that host role, in that lead role. And he's shown that for 11 Olympic Games as the primetime host, a record that will probably never be touched in TV. I'm just trying to get through 11 days of the 17 in Pyeongchang. You go about it, I think, with your best sensibility. And that's been Bob's biggest piece and greatest piece of advice to me is be yourself. And I'll try to bring what I've done for the last 25 years or so on TV to that assignment and try to love it as much as I can. I can't wait to get there. Getting there for just 2 days gave me a taste of it's going to be pretty special the Thursday after the Super Bowl to start bringing the Olympics home to everyone for 18 straight nights.
We're looking forward to it, and they couldn't have picked a better guy to step into those shoes, Mike. Appreciate your time.
Thank you
very much.